So as some of you know, for many years I worked with the kids in our community right here at St. John's with the help of so many people. And after the homework club and doing the studies, we used to run exercises, usually geared to frustrate them. And one that I especially remember was, I think we even did it one Sunday here in church. We got those little like kids blocks, you know, the kindergartners play with. And we challenged them, work in groups, and build, using these blocks, one on top of the other, build the tallest tower. And we got 3 minutes to do it. And so the groups worked feverishly. And you know how kids are. Some of them think that it's pretty easy. Block, 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 block. Get bigger, 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 bigger. But what is the test at the end of the 3 minutes? What do you have to do? You have to stop. And you have to step back. And then it's got to stay up. It's got to stay up. Or, as we found out in all too many occasions, it didn't. And it all came like tumbling down. It's that sort of spirit that we meet Jesus in the gospel today. He's talking to his very good friends. And I've been with you all this time throughout my ministry. I'm going back to the Father. Where I am going, you cannot come yet. And so everything that he's created, you know, bit by bit, block by block, up it's going. And that now he finds himself in that excruciating situation where he's kind of got step back and go hands off. And see whether what he has built so closely and lovingly and carefully, whether it's going to stand up or whether it's going to fall over. There's a certain amount of tension in the gospel today. Yeah? So I bring this kind of thinking to recent experience in our church. Talk about building blocks. I mean, a few Sundays ago, J. Anthony stands up in front of the congregation and said, you know, there's an angel among us. Remember that? The generosity is one of the building blocks of our church. It's an essential building block. Generosity is not a gift in the sense that we give. Generosity is a gift from God to each one of us. We have that gift of generosity walking around inside of us. The gift we received was a manifestation of a gift that already existed within a soul. It's God-given. It's God-given. It's a building block. You know, the invitation and the challenge that we all face is to use it. Because it already exists within each and every one of us. It's a building block. So let that be part of what Jesus is building within each and every one of us. Another building block, a little bit of gospel that we encountered recently. It was just yesterday when a team of parishioners from St. John's went out, took the time and the trouble, and they visited a home like angels. And they worked and they worked and they worked and they painted and they cleaned and they improved. And that's a building block. They were proclaiming Christ's mission of restoration and renewal. That presence of Christ in restoring this world, and restoring broken relationships, and fixing what's broken, of making things better. That is the mission of Christ. It's the presence of Christ. That was pure gospel that was happening yesterday in that little home in Oakville. And so many of you were there, and our hearts are uplifted. And I tell you that what they did yesterday in that little house was as holy as anything that we will do in this church today. They brought with them a building block, the Spirit and the presence of the Lord Himself. Thanks be to God for that. Another piece of the gospel. This week I met with some very dedicated people who work, and they're kind of in the shadows. You don't even realize that they're actually doing this. But once a month, a finance council has to meet so that the vestry can get the accurate figures and be taught about, you know, what our real financial picture is so that they can make policy and plans. And so I met with a group of six very dedicated disciples. And no, it wasn't a convenient time. It was kind of after hours. There was a lot of information, a lot of financial data. For those of you who aren't numbers crunchers, and I'm certainly not. Again, a significant gift of time, a significant gift of presence, didn't happen in this church. It was disciples meeting outside the walls with a vision towards our community having a life together. Now, what was interesting is, for me, as taking a look at the group dynamic, did they always agree on stuff? The answer is no, they did. There was sometimes misunderstanding. Sometimes people couldn't remember what was actually said during the prior meetings, and it had to be a lot of clarification. But I was thinking that, like a family, families aren't always called to agreement. A lot of times in families, you never get to agreement. What you get to is understanding. And that's what happened. They worked hard, if not to get to agreement, at least to get to an understanding. And that creates a pathway forward, a building block, the faithful disciples gathering, the gospel being done. And then today, in a particular way, in a special way, we celebrate the gift of all of the mothers in our congregation, the moms. Talk about building blocks. What does mom do? She surrounds and protects her child, first with her body, then with her arms, and then with her spirit. And the guidance that can only be done day by day, structuring block upon block of stability and equilibrium, so that over the course of time, one day that mom can step back. And what she's given birth to is a living, breathing being, yes, with a mind of his own or her own, but has been well and stably and lovingly and nurturingly raised so that they can walk out into this world and maintain balance and equilibrium and function autonomously. The greatest gift of all. And that brings us back to the gospel. And there's so much of it. There's so much of it that's already occurring, that is already manifest in so many lives. I know that some of you might say, well, Father Mike, you know, you're supposed to be talking about Jesus, and what you did was spend the last 10 minutes talking about us. And I tell you, no, I haven't. I've been talking about Jesus. That very same Jesus that started this so long ago, block by block, day by day, giving his life to those who would follow. Amen.